Welcome to Untapped Daily for July 23rd, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. Let's start with a big strategic move from one of the world's largest brands. Nike announced yesterday that it's consolidating its digital presence in China from more than 1,000 separate online storefronts down to just a handful of official channels. By January, Nike's online experience in China will exist only within the Nike app, the Nike website, and flagship experiences on Tmall, JD.com, and Douyin. Everything else shuts down. That is a dramatic reset. Greater China revenue fell 12% in Nike's most recent quarter, and Kathy Sparks, who took over the region in January, says the digital marketplace had become too fragmented. She's right. 1,000 storefronts run by 16 different partners means 1,000 different versions of your brand story, your pricing, and your customer experience. You simply cannot maintain quality at that kind of sprawl. Now, you might be thinking, we're not Nike, we don't have 1,000 storefronts, and boy, but the principle applies at every scale. Every channel you don't actively control is a channel where your brand, your pricing, and your customer data are at risk. Audit your channels. If a marketplace listing isn't generating meaningful revenue with consistent brand presentation, it's probably hurting you more than it's helping. The Nike story pairs really well with what's happening in the content strategy world this week. Search engine Land published a data-backed analysis arguing that publishing less content actually drives better results. The research shows that indexing efficiency and crawl budgets suffer when you prioritize volume over quality, and content pruning, actually removing underperforming pages, can meaningfully lift the performance of your remaining content. It's the same principle Nike is applying to distribution. Fewer, higher quality touchpoints outperform many mediocre ones. Whether we're talking about marketplace storefronts or blog posts, concentration beats sprawl. Staying with search engine land, there's an important new angle on topical authority in AI search. New SEMrush data published yesterday shows that topical authority still matters in AI search, but it works differently than in traditional SEO. Brands that demonstrate deep, consistent expertise in a category are more likely to earn what the research calls category ownership in AI recommendations. Now, we covered the broader AI search landscape earlier this week, category framing, entity gaps, the instability of AI recommendations. What this new data adds is evidence that sustained topical depth is the most reliable path to AI visibility. If you're an e-commerce merchant, that means your buying guides, your expert content, your category-level authority pages aren't just SEO assets anymore. They're your ticket to being the brand that AI assistants recommend. On the Google Ads front, there's a new tool that YouTube advertisers should know about. Google rolled out video campaign groups globally, which let you manage reach and frequency across multiple YouTube campaigns as a single unit. If you've been running separate YouTube campaigns and struggling to control how often the same viewer sees your ads, this solves that problem at the campaign group level rather than individual campaign level. It's one of those features that sounds incremental but actually changes how you structure video ad strategy. Switching to the partner ecosystem, Hoover shipped version 2.0.16 of its Stripe checkout integration module yesterday. On its own, a point release on a payment module isn't front page news, but what is significant is the pattern. In the past 2 weeks, the Hoover has updated its Stripe integration, its MageWorks product options compatibility module, its Shipper HQ shipping modules, and its core theme twice. That's a coordinated update cadence across payment, shipping, product customization, and the theme foundation, all happening while Hoover Checkout is in the middle of its MageWire V3 architectural transition. For anyone running Magento with Hoover, the practical takeaway is clear: the ecosystem is actively maintained and moving fast. Establish a regular update cycle. Check for new releases weekly. Test in staging. Deploy promptly. Falling behind on payment module updates in particular can mean missing security and compatibility fixes that directly affect your checkout conversion. In back-to-school news, American Eagle kicked off its campaign yesterday with a strategy that's about as well-timed as marketing gets. Their global brand ambassador, the Spanish soccer star Lamine Yamal, just helped Spain win the World Cup on Sunday. American Eagle signed him to a 5-year deal back in January, and now they're riding a massive cultural moment into the biggest back-to-school push of the year. Their CMO Craig Brommers called it the most exciting talent partnership in the brand's future. What I find instructive here isn't just the luck of timing, it's the agility. They pivoted their campaign in real time to capitalize on the World Cup win. That kind of marketing responsiveness is what separates brands that feel current from brands that feel scheduled. And a quick note on the retail talent market. Target added former 7-Eleven CEO Joe DePinto to its board, bringing in food and digital commerce experience. The This follows the pattern we've been tracking all week. Ulta hiring from Domino's, Crew hiring from Walmart, where retailers are pulling digital expertise from wherever it lives, regardless of product category. The message is consistent. Digital operations skill is transferable, and the best retailers know it. So what's the thread through today's news? It's about focus and discipline. Nike is consolidating channels. The content strategy research says publish less, but better. Topical authority data says go deep in your category instead of broad across many. And American Eagle shows that concentrated, well-timed marketing beats diffuse, always-on campaigns. In a world where every platform is trying to get you to be everywhere at once, the winning move might actually be to do fewer things, but do them exceptionally well. That's your OnTap Daily for July 23rd, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.